In December, many individuals, foundations, and corporations write checks to their favorite nonprofits. But this year, nonprofits may be let down. Falling stock prices and shrinking corporate profits are having an impact on charitable donations. Last year, charitable giving declined, and 2002 is looking to be no better. NPR's Barbara Mantell reports.
At the end of the workday, Holly Hughes sits on her couch in her Manhattan apartment, sorting a pile of mail. She and her husband have been receiving 20 to 25 solicitations a week from nonprofit organizations, like the Fresh Air Fund and the Police Athletic League. That's typical for December, she says, but this year, the messages are different.
A lot of the appeals are, you know, basically saying, if you don't give money today, our funding has been cut off from so many other sources, we may have to curl up and die.
Hughes' response?
I don't think we're giving more because, hey, the economy's bad for us too.
Individuals account for 3/4 of all charitable giving in this country. Foundations and corporations make up the rest. And in the last decade, these groups' total giving was increasing 6, 7, even 10% a year. That changed in 2001, when giving totaled $212 billion, a slight decline after adjusting for inflation. The AAFRC Trust for Philanthropy tallies those statistics. Leo Arnault, its chairman, says this year isn't looking any stronger.
We're anticipating that foundation giving will be soft, if not down. We have not seen enough of a turnaround in the corporate sector to predict robust corporate giving. The real fate of philanthropy for 2002 will weigh heavily on individual giving.
The Ford Foundation, for example, has seen its endowment shrink from a high of $14.4 billion 2 years ago to $9.2 billion today. The endowment, like those of other foundations, is invested in the stock market. Susan Beresford, the president of the Ford Foundation, says for the first time, the foundation is cutting its core grant-making budget.
I would like to be expanding the grant budget rather than reducing it, but that is the reality. And if you want to protect the foundation's asset for the long term, you can't be overspending. You can't be eating into the capital of the foundation.
But it could have been worse. During the stock market boom, instead of adding new staff and giving more money to the nonprofits it helps to fund, the Ford Foundation used its huge gains to make large one-time-only donations. So when the boom went bust, it was those one-time-only awards that got cut back. The nonprofits that receive Ford Foundation money year after year are suffering less, but they're still suffering.
They're freezing salaries and freezing hiring. We're hearing about lowering travel budgets. And we're hearing people saying, we just don't know how we're going to cover our budget. Definitely, that's out there.
All that is happening at the Wildlife Conservation Society, headquartered at the Bronx Zoo. In the flush 1990s, the society did what its donors wanted. It expanded. Conservation, education, staffing, and exhibits all grew. But now the society must retrench as donors ask to stretch out pledge payments, some foundation money dries up, and membership levels decline. That's despite generous gifts from trustees and a record multi-million-dollar challenge grant from a wealthy individual. Jennifer Herring is in charge of private fundraising. Standing next to the sea lion exhibit, Herring says the impact so far is only slightly noticeable to visitors.
If you look around, you can see that there are leaves in the corners of the buildings, and the grounds are not as swept and as pristine as we would like because we've had to cut back to the minimum on maintenance.
Back inside her office, Herring talks about what the public doesn't see: staff reductions and shrinking budgets for the scientists who work around the world on conservation projects. And she says it will only get worse.
We know that we will have to make very radical reductions. And I can't imagine that there are going to be reductions that will not be pretty dramatic in terms of our ability to serve the public.
When asked if cutting back hours for the zoo was a possibility, Herring couldn't rule it out. But the squeeze on private philanthropy is not the biggest problem for many nonprofits, including the Wildlife Conservation Society. Leo Arnault of the Trust for Philanthropy says it's government funding.
49 of the 50 states have reported drops, major drops, in their sales tax revenues and their income tax revenues, which have created havoc, if not chaos, in large portions of the nonprofit sector. And there is where the real challenge for 2002 lies.
Arnault says private philanthropy will rebound, as it always does once the economy fully recovers, but it would have to increase 30% or 40% to make up for the losses in state funding, and that, he says, is hard to imagine. Barbara Mantell, NPR News, New York.